Vallejo announces run for Texas's 15th congressional district. Texas border business. McAllen, TX, Democrat Michelle Vallejo announced her campaign for Texas's 15th congressional district. Michelle is a small business owner, daughter of immigrants, and fierce advocate for her community. In her launch video, Vallejo highlights her stark contrast with the incumbent, Representative Monica de la Cruz. "Today, I am launching our campaign to flip Texas's 15th congressional district because the Rio Grande Valley needs a fighter in Congress who will put the needs of our community first," Vallejo said. In her short time in Congress, Monica de la Cruz has sided with her party on every issue, even when it hurts South Texas families. "She's voted to jeopardize Social Security and Medicare for our abuelitos, slash funding for veterans' health care and take away millions from our schools. We deserve better. My family has lived our sueño americano, and I want to make sure the next generation of South Texans has the same opportunity to lift themselves up too." Vallejo is running to make sure hardworking South Texans are able to support their families, get their kids a good education and give them economic opportunities so they can stay here in the valley. She will fight for access to affordable, high-quality health care and defend women's reproductive freedom. In 2022, Vallejo won a competitive six-way primary while being outspent 4-1. Michelle earned nearly 68,000 votes in the general election, raised over $2 million, and received endorsements from multiple members of Congress and major national Democratic organizations. Texas's 15th congressional district has been identified as one of the top priorities for the national Democrats for the 2024 cycle. Michelle Vallejo is a small business owner and a fierce community advocate from South Texas. She comes from a big family of farm workers, immigrants, and entrepreneurs. Along with economic development, Michelle deeply understands the importance of access to affordable health care in our country. Her mother, Maribel, passed away in 2010 after fighting multiple sclerosis for 15 years. Michelle would often have to travel with her mother, across the border into Mexico, for medical care due to the lack of options in South Texas. That experience has led Michelle to honor her mother's legacy by fighting for a better future for working-class families like hers. Michelle, and her father, own and operate Pulga Los Portales, a flea market in Alton. For nearly 25 years, the Pulga has been serving thousands of people weekly and has helped dozens of working-class entrepreneurs start and run their own businesses and provide for their families. Since getting elected last year, Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz has voted in favor of more restrictions on reproductive health care. She has publicly supported bills that would defund Social Security and Medicare and slash funds from veterans and public schools. Keep up with Michelle at michellefortex15.com and on Facebook and Twitter.